John chapter 1. In the gospel, when you read the gospel, it's every one of their on Jesus. The take on Jesus. So it's their take on the flow of it. And so with John chapter 1, living by the book. That's not in this class, right? What book are we talking about? What book are we talking about? The Bible? I ain't a trick question. I know y'all be like, I'll be playing. We're talking about the Bible. Living by the Word. Right? There's a revelation that we're going to have to get in order to really live by this book. And when I say it, when I say what the revelation is, I say what we got to get. It may not sound too deep for you, but I think that we all just need to grow more and learn more. We're walking today. We're walking mind of my business. And walking down the hall, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, remember who you are. He just loud like that. And then I said right after, I said, remember, I'm talking to myself, remember who you are. And everybody looking at me crazy, and you hear something, I'm not lying, I got a question about it. You know, sometimes I need to keep it safe. It's like, but I just, I'm preaching to the rest of the family, like, yeah, remember who you are, man, remind yourself. And it's very good to, you know, we take communion to remember his broken body and his shed blood. It brings, when you remind yourself, listen to the word, when you rewind something, what are you doing? You're winding it again, ain't you? So when I remind myself, I'm minding again. Whatever I'm reminding myself of, I'm minding again that thing that I must have forgot. I'm keeping myself from, you know, remind yourself of who you are. So there's two sides, because, okay, I got to remind myself of who I are, but I can't remind myself of something that I don't know. I can't remind something that I didn't have an initial mind about or wasn't on my mind already. I can't remind myself about something that I didn't know already. So now, but I remind myself of who you are. Remember who you are. If I got to remember who I are, that means one time or another, I should have known who I am. So I walk up and ask somebody there, I say, who are you? I walk up to a man on the stairs, I say, his name's Troy. I walk up to him, and I ain't no precursor. I was turned up, so I was just walking around, and I walk up and I say, who are you? He said, looking for a spirit, and he's looking for something deep, he comes here. I said, who are you? He said, I'm Troy. I said, so that's who you want life to see? That's the name that you're going towards life with? That's the name, that's the identity that you want everything to see you as? You just want them to see you as Saul. You know, I said, who are you? I'm not asking you, I know your name, but who are you? Your identity. Who are you? Through Christ Jesus. See, that's what I'm telling myself. Now, see, we have the word of faith a little bit. We confess that we sound the righteousness of God. We confess that I am here by the fact that we were here, right? We get the revelation of the past, and I mean, it already is, right? So I am here. I am prophets already. I'm not trying to get prophets. I already am prophets. But see, I got to get this identity in my mind, and I must remind myself of what this is about a book. This is about a word. I'm going to break them down to you in a minute. But I have to remind myself of who I am. Because if I don't remind myself of who I am, life ain't trying to remind you of nothing. Life is going to respond to you the way that you approach it in your identity. Listen. So if you lose them, somewhere along the line, you got to lose the mentality. If life is not yielding to you, then somewhere along the line that you don't know that you should be yielded to. It's somewhere that you don't know who you are. I gotta get my identity. Where am I? I'm the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I'm already prophesied with the price has been paid. By the blood of Jesus, I'm already healed, right? I am already. Say it. I am already. Not because His grace message is busting me up. See, we kind of had it because we were saying things, but we thought that what we were saying was making something happen, and it wasn't. Because that meant it's by works. But that meant it's by your performance. That meant that you got a right to say you did it, and you don't. Because we ain't did nothing. I'll read the scripture. We ain't nothing without Jesus. So now my confession, when I couple it with the fact that, how many of y'all born again? So when I couple it with the fact that I already am, That means I'm just reminding myself of what already is. So when I say I'm prospering, I'm letting myself know that I'm already prospering. So everything, all the brothers have to yield to me because I know who I am through Christ. I know who I am through Christ. All right? What's your name? Say your name. Everybody say your name. Huh? Say, come on, say it. All right, bless you for your name. That's why your birth certificate and all that good stuff, but that ain't who you are. That's the power that we got for each other. So when you say something, I know the answer to you when we talk. But who you really are is the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I'm already blessed. I'm already prospered. I'm already anointed. We try to go read the Bible and go get anointed. I read so we get a copy of the anointing. Huh? So it wasn't there before? The anointing wasn't there before? So what scripture was it that put you across the hill? When you read the chapter, was it the 18th or 17th verse that put you across the hill and be anointed? Or was it the fact that you were already anointed, but you just got to wake up to the anointing on the inside of you? My identity, it's identity crisis, identity. We don't have identity. And the reason we don't have identity, watch this. The reason that we don't have identity, listen to me. The reason that we don't know identity is because we don't know Jesus. You say, don't tell me I don't know Jesus. I met him 30 years ago. Don't tell me, first of all, you ain't find Jesus. Jesus found you. All right, don't ever forget that. We got to get over this stuff. Jesus can't find you wherever you were and pick you up out that mess and clean you up. All right, number one. I know Jesus. Do you? Do you really? Do you really have a revelation of Jesus? The more Christ you see, the more life you see. Do you really have a revelation of Jesus? Or do you know about Jesus? See, we can read the story and think it's a story about Jesus when it's really about you. It's not a story about Jesus, it's a story about you. Jesus told me, I'm not Jesus, stupid. He told me this. Yeah, stupid. I said, why, Jesus? He said, I'm sitting there trying to show you how to be. But you ain't even paying attention because you made a religious story out of me. Or you made some kind of fantasy story out of me. And you didn't even see where you fit in. You didn't even see yourself in the mix for the plan. You're living by the book, right? John 1, verse 14. Read it. Look at it. Read verse 14. What is that? Full of what? Oh, full of grace and truth. Full of grace. Luke chapter 2, verse 4. Full of grace and truth. So the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That means the word. We're living by the book, right? What book we're living by? The word, right? I know the song when my friend Fred Henderson said, you are a living word. The word was made flesh and made alive. Jesus was the living testament of what the word of God was. So not for me to live by the book, I've got to live by Jesus. Nothing else. Not by your deep revelation, not by all this, not by the by Jesus. My identity is found in him. It's not just saying I'm a Christian, though. That's surface. That's on the top. That's surface. I'm a Christian. I got T-shirt. I wear a T-shirt today. I love Jesus. I got T-shirt today. I'm a Christian. No. So, do you know? Do you really identify yourself with him? Do you identify yourself as being able to do the same things that he did? Do you identify? Sometimes we don't. Remember my scripture I said last week? For God so loved the world that he gave? Huh? You know what I'm saying? Who can believe or should not? But have everlasting life. But there's somewhere that is missing because we don't really believe. If you really believe, then you'll be receiving it and be manifesting. So the gap is missing somewhere. We've got to remind ourselves. We've got to rehearse the word and remind ourselves of who we are before we can function in this world like we should be. So I'm going there with Christ. That means what he is able to do, I can do it. The one that he has, I have it. Where is Jesus right now? Doing well. Interceding for who? What does that mean when it says he intercedes? He got a hand, and he got our hand. Now, I know laying on the hands. I know how it works. I know the transfer of power. I know how that works. So that means he got a hand on the Father, and he got his hand on us. Then we should have the same power channeling all the way through us to manifest in the world. So what is going on? Why is it not happening? Now, please let us take our church unusual. Why are we not having unusual things? Because somewhere there's a break in the breathing. So we got to come up. We got to come up and start believing. But what Jesus did, I can really do it. He broke bread, I can break bread. He speaks to the tree, I can speak to the tree. As I listen to the same way, because my identity is in him. The word was made for Luke 2, verse 40. Yeah, Luke 2, 40. And the what was on him? Hold on. That means Jesus was operating in grace. That means Jesus had the function. He had to go, that strong, and the grace of God was upon him. Let me make you understand something. Let's go back to the story. You may know this stuff already, but when God so loved the world that he decided to send Jesus, right? Jesus came through the womb just like we did. All right? So when Jesus decided, God could have done it any kind of way he wanted to. Per se. Jesus could have come flying out of the sky with lightning bolts. And so, second, people could have dropped blood out of the clouds. He could have done all something else. He made Jesus come in with a purpose behind this. We got to pay attention to what's going on. We got to see this and not religiousize it. I don't even know that's a word. We got to see it and become it and not make a religion out of it. Jesus came to the world just like he came in. Why? He could have come out here as a grown man. Why he didn't do it? Because he wanted to show you. There's a scripture. Hebrews 12 and 2 says what? Anybody know? Hebrews 12 and 2. Y'all go look it up. Good. Take it all right quick. Hebrews 12 and 2. And when you get there, you're going to go, oh, yeah. Hebrews 12 and 2. Y'all see it? Let me get there. Let me show I see it. What is it? Look at who? Look at Jesus, all the things I paid for. Verse 3. Now, I read this out the Message Bible, and it says this, verse 2, it says, keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in, we are in. Hold on. What does it mean when we are in something? When it says, I are something, I am something. When we are something, what does that mean? Present tense, right now, at this moment, we are in. And it says, keep looking at Jesus, who both began and finished the race that we're in. That means whatever we're doing, or however our life's going to be, Jesus began it and finished it and did it already. He already been through what you're going to go through. He's already lived the life that you're going to live. He began and finished the race that we're in. So look at him. Like this, come on. Look at him. And it says, tell him how he did it. Why don't you go read this in the Message translation when you get a chance? It says, study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That a good word is finished in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, chain, whatever, and now he's there in a place of honor right alongside God. Watch this. Verse 3 says, when you find yourself flagging, or says, lagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of how spiritual he plowed through. And it says, watch this. It says, that, going over that again, reminding yourself, I'll put yourself in your memory, reminding yourself that, it says that will shoot a adrenaline in your soul. You know what adrenaline does to you? Huh? Are you familiar with adrenaline? You ever heard the story about the woman and the car putting calls on her baby? And she was so adrenaline, she picked the car and got the adrenaline makes you something bigger than what you are. Adrenaline makes you strong. It says this, reminding yourself of this, this will shoot adrenaline through your soul. Look at Jesus, because he already began and finished. And he never lost sight of where he was going. You look at him because that's where your identity is. You look at him because that's where you find who you are. It is not in your first name or your last name. You find out who you are through Christ. This is living by the book. This is living by the word. And so we got to break back and study this word and see what Jesus did. Let's start reading these stories about Jesus and start seeing he is Jesus. Where do I fit in this passage? So what does this mean to me? So this means that I can speak to the wind and it calm down? Yes, it does, if you identify yourself with Christ. Not just saying I'm a Christian, but saying I'm a joint heir with Christ. You're going to break your mind down. There's a lot of things that Jesus able to do that. Jesus is superhuman, right? You are too. And so Jesus is the Son of God, right? So you're not? Huh? Oh, no. Jesus could do that. See, we got to stop. Jesus did not come down here that way I'm not making light of this, all right? But he did not do it the way that he did it for you to think that he was just some kind of superman and he couldn't do it. He didn't do it that way. If God and Jesus wanted anything, that Jesus was a superman and didn't want you to see yourself, he came down here with a cape on. You all get what I'm saying? He came another way, but he came in just like the child had to grow. He came in as a baby. He had to grow up and had to learn from this side of ministry. So the reason for that, he's trying to get you to find your identity in him. You don't find your identity in him, there's nothing in life is supposed to be given to you on every aspect. Ain't nothing to tell you no. There's nothing that should be able to stand up against you and you couldn't speak to it and it'll fall down. But that doesn't happen for us. Anytime it doesn't happen for us, it is only because we don't know who we are. And if I don't know who I am. Hold on, who is I am though? I am that I am. Let me say that in the Bible. I am. If I don't know that I am, come on. If I don't know that I am, then I cannot remind myself of who I am. So I did it, Christ. So you walk around here not knowing who you are. You walk around screaming Jesus, but we don't really know. Because there's a level of confidence that comes along with knowing who I am. If I really knew that I was a joint heir, and there's a certain way I walk into. My name is Master. What's my last name? What's my last name? Because you know my last name. You know who my daddy is, right? I know who my daddy is, right? So there's a certain way that I can walk into certain places. See, when you say in the name of something, you're talking about in the character of that thing. It's not about the name of Jesus, not a good thing. The Lord bless it in the name of Jesus. Amen. No, that's not a fair. It's talking about in the character of Jesus. So when I say do something in the name of Jesus, when I do this in the name of Jesus, I'm doing it like Jesus would carry it out in his character. So your name is everything. When you say your name, it's your name. It's certain, your name. So without my last name is Thompson. So there's certain things that my name is part of you. Certain things I can walk into and they say, oh, you Dr. Leroy Thompson, son? Okay. We're going to let you in because of who you are. There's certain things that my name affords me to do. The character of my name. Now, I can't walk in there acting a fool. I can't go in there acting out of my character. I can't go in there acting out of my name. Maybe they don't call me out of my name, right? Maybe they say people don't call me out of my name. I can't go in there acting out of my name. I got to go in with the same character. But the certain things that name affords me, there's certain doors that open to me because of that name. There's certain places I can go because of that name. There's certain things that I get because of that name. put him as anything, tell him down your tongue so that I get a seat. Because of that name. And then, don't talk about because I look like him. Because I don't like my name, but they look at me like, yeah, you look just like him. Yeah, you ain't lying, you his son. Got the name, and I look like him. I got the name, and I look like him. I got the name, and I look like him. I got the name, and I look like him. So when I walk the line, it don't see me. I don't need to see me. I see me all day long. If I'm looking in the mirror, I see me and don't nothing happen. But when I see Jesus, then something. The life is not going to affect my soul. It needs to hear something else. My identity is not in. It's in Jesus, and I got the name and I look like it. And I got the name and I look like it. And I got the name and I look like the enemy don't see me and see the Lord. The enemy don't see me and see Jesus. Light don't see me and see Jesus. So now when I speak to it, it got to calm down. When I say multiply, it does. When I say be healed, but when I say blind eyes open, they open. When I say rise up from the dead, you get up. Because it don't see me, it see him. What was it that Jesus came to and didn't hear from? Come on, go look. What was it that Jesus came to that did not yield to him? And he told me the same spirit that raised him to dead dwell with. You have overcome them because of the greatest he that is, than he is in the world. It is very sad, you know, them guys on that ship, man, when Jesus was on that ship, and that storm came up and all the stuff came up, he down there sleeping. It's very sad that they didn't know what they had on the ship. A lot of times that's from us. You know, they had to go wake him up. Couldn't let that man sleep. All I had to say was, I got Jesus. He didn't know him. But I didn't know him. Specifically, that I may know him in the power of resurrection, the presence of the Republic. That I may know him. Paul said, that I may know him. If they really knew him, some of the Bible wrote with Jesus, didn't even know who he was. They saw the power, and they saw it, but they didn't really get a grip. Even after they left, after he left, Paul had more revelation than the ones that walked with him. Because it was revealed by the Holy Ghost, it wasn't familiar. If they had known who they had on this ship, they wouldn't have to wake him up. All they got to do is say, listen, Jesus on the ship, peace be still. And the wind would have listened to them just like they listened to Jesus. But they didn't know who they had on the ship. He was on the ship with him. Was he on the ship with him? Is he on the ship with you? Listen for a minute. Is he on the ship with you? On the inside, huh? Everywhere you go, huh? If you only knew who you had on the ship with you. If you only knew the power. See, and I keep saying that because you heard the saying, you think you know, but you have no idea. Have you ever heard the saying before? You think you know, but you have no idea. That's how it is about Jesus. And I ain't trying to challenge you. I know y'all read the Bible. I know y'all know the Lord. I'm not trying to challenge you. No, but I got to challenge whether you really, really know or not. Because if you really, really know, we'd be doing more. True or not true? If I really, really knew, then more things would be bowing down. This grace is opening my mind to make you understand who I already am. I already am righteous. Now, I need to know that. Grace is not a message. Grace is a person. Jesus is grace. His lifestyle is grace. Two times I saw the word, and he said, grace and truth, and he said, the child went on, and it was doing grace. He was on some other stuff. So Jesus walking in grace to show us how to do it. Let me think about Jesus. First of all, it was funny. I said this last time, it was funny. Because I knew Jesus was on some other anointing. And I knew he was on something different than everybody else. Because later on in that chapter, it said his mom and him was looking for him. And he was like, what you mean you was looking for me? You ain't know about my father's business? I ain't got that anointing. I ain't had that one, but I was scared my mama was going to kill me. He didn't know what you mean, bro. Yeah, you're your father, but I'm your mama. Pop. Right? So I knew Jesus had another confidence. Somewhere beyond the flesh. But if y'all know too, y'all that slapped all in your mouth. Y'all popped all in your mouth. Y'all know how it is. Your mama wouldn't have had that. Jesus on another noise. Jesus said, John 14, 2. Y'all know this scripture. Go look at it right there. You want to live by the book? You got to live by Jesus. you want to live by this book, you got to live by how Jesus did. He was the Word made flesh. He lived by the stuff we read about. All the preaching that Paul did about grace, Jesus lived that. If we just pay attention. John 14, 6 says what? Now, they ain't talking about coming to the Father like going to heaven. They ain't talking about Jesus saying, I'm the way, truth, and life. I'm going to go. He can say heaven if he wants to. Jesus not crazy. He can say heaven if he wanted to. But if he meant heaven, if he said, I'm the way, truth, and life, no man goes to heaven but by me. He can say, nobody goes to heaven but by me. But no, he said, no man coming to the Father. No man coming to the Father. Nobody can approach the throne of grace. That was scripture, right? Barely approach the throne of grace. Nobody can do it but by him. We can't access that grace but by Jesus. But Jesus walking there and saying, listen, no. Watch him and watch you. Jesus stand up and talking to people, and Jesus said, hey, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, we have biblical hindsight. We got the whole Bible. We got from beginning to end. So we all think of what we'd have done in that meeting when Jesus came along. We all think we'd have been like, we'd have been the ones. Come on, Jesus, we're going to walk with you. We all think that we would have been a disciple. Don't we think that? But probably at that time, there was no word. There was no Bible. There was nothing to teach you. We didn't have none of that. So now you got some faith and some belief. So this man walked in here and said, hey, I'm the way, truth, and life. Don't nobody go to the Father but by me. You not going to get to the Father but by me. How to make you feel? Y'all have been saying, crucify him. Kill him. You're going to get a heresy. Kill him. No, I'm walking here right now and say, hey, I'm the one you've been living for. I'm Jesus. I'm him. I'm the one you've been living for. You ready to crucify him? This is confident Jesus has. Jesus walked in and said, I'm the way, truth, and life. Don't nobody come. Come on, look by the book for a second. They don't look by the book, so you got to put yourself in there, right? Yeah, put something on. So you're in a conversation, and then you have to say, hey, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. Don't nobody come to the Father but by me. Do y'all realize what he's saying? That's some confidence that ain't no other way that book. So you might as well go ahead and sit down and listen. You might as well go ahead and hear. Ain't no other church you've been to. Ain't no other message you're going to hear. No man comes to the Father but by me. Well, I'm confident, ain't it? Then he goes on and says, how do you say you ain't never seen the Father? You ain't seen me? The Father, I'm still doing this. How do you say you never seen the Father? Look at me. You see the Father. The confidence that he had in who he was. Now, understand this. Jesus came as a man. Jesus didn't come in no superpower. Jesus came here as a man. That's why he said he had to be full of grace. That's why he said he had to, and that's why he mentioned that the grace of God was upon him. Because when you enter into this world, I want to get it, when you enter into this first situation, you automatically enter under the curse. Right? And then we're going to get there. Now, why is it that we enter in the world under the curse? Why is it? What happened? Huh? Because Adam, they sin, right? Okay, because they sin, now when you enter into this world, you the world, when you enter into this world, you come to Christ. When Jesus entered in, like we come in, he came in under that situation. So I needed to be under the grace of God. What is the grace? What is grace? No, what is grace? Okay, what is the define grace from that? Okay. I'm not to say that's a good spiritual answer. What is grace? Mercy is different things. Mercy is different things. What's grace? You know what mercy is? What's mercy? Huh? Mercy is not getting something that you should have got. If I had mercy on you, that means you should have been in jail for 20 years, but I let you pass. You should have been condemned to hell, but I gave you mercy. So I stopped something. I stopped you from getting something that you rightfully deserve. That's mercy. Come on, y'all. Come on. So now we're going to say it. It's not the same thing. The grace is, I bought something that I didn't deserve. Positive. You get it? So we stopped the negative thing that I was supposed to get, because we all supposed to get hell. Just to be honest. If we were just on us, we're supposed to get hell. But then the grace says, Grace says you work 40 hours a week, but I'm going to pay you for 1,000. And there was nothing you can do to work that much to get there for that week. You didn't even have the ability, even if you were awake and trying to do it, you didn't have the ability. There was not enough time in that week for you to work for 1,000 hours worth of pay, but I'm going to give that to you anyway just because I love you. That's what grace is. So now Jesus had to come in and operate under that grace because he came in like we did under the law, under the grace. So he had to operate in that grace. He had to function in that grace. He had to function in understanding that God had him covered no matter what. God, Jesus knew that. There was only one time that Jesus called God. And that was when he was on the cross. And God for saving me. Every other time he called him Father. Every other time he said, me and my Father are one. He and me. And, can y'all imagine somebody saying that? Now we wouldn't preach that because we kind of, you know, I just love the Lord and Lord bless me. And No. You just stand up. You just start to ministry. And we go, you know who ministry really is? You know what definition of being humble really is? You know what it really is? We got to be quiet. Be soft-spoken. No. All I mean when you're saying I'm humble, all that means is I know that I totally depend on God. That's it. I know I ain't nothing without Him. That's it. But that does not mean that I can't speak the oracles of God with confidence and with faith and expect things to change. That does not mean that I cannot stand up and say that I am a joint heir. The Bible said it, didn't it? Didn't the Bible say that? I am a joint. What does it mean to be a joint heir? It didn't say you got 20% and Jesus got 80%. He said I'm a joint heir with Christ. That means what he received from God. Come on. But we got to change our mind. So you're thinking about it right now. I got to change my mind. I got to talk to myself. I got to rehearse. I got to tell myself that I'm a joiner with Christ. What is this? I'm a joiner. No. Not a pastor partner, but I'm a joiner. Neighbor, brother, this is perfect. As long as I'm connected with the Father, I can get exactly what Jesus got. Get into your way, because I don't think we understand that yet. I don't think we have a revelation of the Father yet. Right forward. The more closer to the more life you see. How the revelation is about. See, we need to go back. We need to go back and start studying about Jesus again. We need to go back and read and start seeing what he said. He said, stupid. He said, stupid. I'm trying to tell you how to live. I'm trying to tell you how to do it all. Everything you're trying to do, everything you're trying to do by your work, I'm trying to tell you how to do it. Come under me all that labor and heavy labor, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon and what's that what he said? And learn it all? Now, I didn't say learn the scripture that he was saying. He said, learn of me. Learn from me. Look, come unto me and learn of me. Learn. He said, look unto Jesus because he already did it. Study how he did it. And the next part of it, study how he did it. What is it that you're dealing with? Study how he did it. We go to minister. Why do you minister? Why do you want to go minister to somebody? Huh? Study how he did it. Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Look unto him so you can find your identity. But here's a principle. Here's a principle. Are y'all ready? You got to look unto Jesus because that's where your identity is. That's where your truth is. But whatever you look at, that's where you're going to find your identity. So what you been looking at? What you been watching? What you focus on is fame. What have you been seeing more? You been watching that preacher more than you been watching Jesus? The preacher should be pointing you towards Jesus. Huh? What you've been watching more, this man is to Jesus. But that's your identity. I guarantee you, your identity isn't what you've been looking for. You're dealing with something you're trying to break, dealing with something you're trying to get over, something ain't working out right. What's your identity? What have you been looking at? Because that's what becomes your identity. Scripture says, look unto Jesus, who began and finished this race that we're in right now. I'm saying it over and over again. Looking unto Jesus, who began and finished the race that we are in right now. There was a confidence that Jesus had because he knew who he was in God. And he tried to tell us through the scripture over and over. They can't run to Jesus. Jesus cursed the tree and walked off. They come running to Jesus. Look. The tree you cursed is dead. Verse 22, 11, 22 says, all I said was, have faith in God. I think he said it with a kind of attitude, like, would you have faith in God? You know what you thought it wasn't going to die? You thought when I talked, things wasn't moving? You thought when I talked, but just because you didn't see, boom, and stuff started blowing up, that it wasn't happening? As soon as I said it, it started dying. Confidence there. There's a confidence there. The more revelation of Christ we see, the more revelation of us we see. The gospel are not just about Jesus, it is about you. Those gospels and every word that's written and read and everything that is said about Jesus and every testimony that Paul preached is not just a story about Jesus, it's a story about us. We got to involve ourselves. We can't stand on the outside marveling over the story and not involve ourselves in the action. We can't stand on the outside trying to tell somebody else something that we read about instead of letting them see God through us. There's a witness. You know what a witness is, right? There's a witness. That'll be a witness when they see something in you. They'll see God in you. They'll start to see the things that you speak to change. But anybody will change their mind. Listen, repent simply means in Greek to change your mind. The word repent, you know, we don't repent, Lord, but repent means to change their mind. Anybody will repent. Anybody will change their mind about how they feel about God when they start seeing us speaking to the wind and they stop. Or you walk up in their bedroom, and start going back to your dad, you put your hands on them, and the authority of Jesus Christ, and you're going there in Christ, and start speaking to that thing, and they get up out of their bed. Anybody will change their mind if they see the love and the power of God. But we can't operate in that until our faith, until we believe. And we think we believe, but we don't have a firm grip on it. We got a grip on the religion. We got a grip on our ideology, and we got a grip on some of the scriptures, but we got to get a grip of Him. This word, living by the book, this word was made flesh in Jesus. Everything in the Bible, from the beginning to the end, is pointing. Everything before the New Testament was pointing towards Jesus. Everything in the New Testament is pointing back towards Jesus. Everything in the Bible is pointing towards. So when you read this, you're supposed to get a revelation of Jesus. Huh? And if you don't get that revelation, you ain't got nothing. You can put the seeds. You can lay hands. You can come to prayer every day of the week. What are the spiritual things we do? Come on, what are the things we do? Yeah, we can do all that. I'm not making fun of y'all, but I'm just saying, it's all the stuff that we be trying to do to get on that level when we already on that level. All the stuff that we be trying to do to get up and increase my anointing. What got pounds? How do we measure it? I got 30 gallons of anointing. No, you just anointed. You got it all. You got access to it. Huh? Well, you got access to it all. The level that you operate in is the level that you believe in. Little anointing. Little faith, little manifestation, little belief. That's all. It's simple. The thing that ain't manifesting in your life is a place where you don't believe it. That's a place where you don't have a revelation of Jesus. So you may have a revelation of Jesus in your health, but you may not have it in your finances. Although when there was lack, Jesus dealt with it all. The first thing Jesus dealt with was lack, his first miracle. They ran out of wine. He had to go fill the barrels over water. They turned into wine. Now he had a surplus, and it was better than what they had before. That's something he didn't deal with. He dealt with your health. He dealt with your eternal life. He dealt with it all. So in the life that you got, anything that's not answering to you, anything is somewhere that you don't have a revelation of Christ. Calm down. Stop trying to read all that stuff to get your message together. Because your message ain't nothing without a revelation of Jesus. You ain't got nothing to say if you don't know him. We are acquainted with Jesus. We have a relationship with him. Because I can have a relationship with my father. I can have a relationship with my physical father. But if I don't talk to him, I don't know him. And so if I don't talk to him, then I don't know him. And if I don't know him, I can't benefit from everything that he is. See, there are some things that my father taught me because I talked to him. There are some things that I learned because I spent time with him. There are some things that I learned because I came to him to see what he was saying and who he really is. I wasn't just saying that this is my daddy, so I'm going to jump on the boat. No. I talked to him because I want to know who he is. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, give me some help. Help me. Help me. Help me to see what's going on. So I talked to him, and I talked to him, and I pay attention. I'm looking at him. So they say, I'm looking at him. Because I'm trying to see what's going on, because I'm trying to see. Because there's some of my identity in there. I said, now with Jesus. Jesus said, come here. Come here, you're burdened and heavy laden. Come here, huh? Come on. Can we come here? We can burden and heavy laden one time or another, huh? Come here. Take this on you. Now learn of me. Pay attention and learn of me. It's not supposed to be this hard. It's not supposed to be this difficult. My identity is in Christ. So my identity is in Him. So I say, what? You know what I'm saying? God loves me. You know what I'm saying? I'm beloved of God. You know what I'm saying? I'm a joiner with Christ. You know what I'm saying? I got the same spirit. I say that to myself. I got the same power that Jesus had on this earth. I can do what He did. Now, you say that, you know, when you're nervous. We, no. Yes, we can. Say it. Yes, I can. You can do the same thing that Jesus did. You got to get that through your head. So, my faith, I'm doing, you say, oh, I'm going to pray the Holy Ghost. You're not praying the Holy Ghost trying to be anointed. Because you already are. I already am anointed. All right? But what it says, when I pray the Holy Ghost, I build myself on my most holy faith. Which is, build up yourself your most holy faith high. Praying the Holy Ghost. So, where is this? Building up myself on my most holy. What is my most holy faith? So what it says, believing that going away. What was the fact that I'm a brother with Christ and I walk in under grace and it is already done. It's not of my work, it's already done. I just got to realize where I'm at. It's like taking a dog full of money that's real, but you don't even know, so you're screaming about your will. It don't make sense. Remember who's on the boat. He's everywhere with you. Everywhere you go, Jesus go. Every step you take, Jesus takes that step. But Jesus got to know that He owns the boat with you. You got to realize who He is to you. And that's your identity. The Bible's talking about you. The Bible's talking about who you should be. Ain't about the preaching to somebody else. You. You. That's what it's talking about. Your identity. Is in Christ. Your identity is in Him, nothing else. Nothing else. When you're losing, your identity is in something else. Remember that, all right? It's easy. It's very easy. If you lose somewhere, it's somewhere that you don't have a revelation of Christ, you need to go back and revisit that thing. And pay attention. You need to go back. That's why we're preaching about grace so much. So you realize who you are. You realize that it's already done. Do you realize, listen to me, when Jesus said it is finished, it is finished. You thought He was lying? Ain't no more work. The work of the cross is it. Jesus is the greatest revelation we're ever going to get. Huh? What other revelation you're going to get the last one? Jesus is the greatest revelation that you're going to get. That's it. With the world. That's the one you've been looking for. And so, in your study time and in your read time, and when you should be. When I'm reading, I'm studying, stop looking for your whatever you're looking for, whatever thing is you're looking for, to put the scripture together, y'all know, stop looking for that, look for Jesus. Find Him in there. Find out where He's at, and you find out where you at. Can we deal with that? All right, we'll go back and revisit that. Find Jesus. Find Jesus, that's where your identity is at.